Okay.
You're on to something here. You're on to something. But anyway, we'll get to... Maybe you can quickly just give us the frame buster before we dive into the news.
Okay, so actually, we don't have enough time for me to explain the brainbuster, but I will
have to explain it.
Yesterday's brainbuster, though, we didn't give the answer to yesterday's brainbuster. So yesterday's brainbuster was, I travel fastest when I stand still, what am I?
Time.
Yes, that's the answer.
Thank you very much. Let's move on.
As we keep time.
This is the Power Breakfast. Coming up next is your news update this morning.
Wake up to the best in music, news, entertainment with Power Breakfast. Your favorite weekday morning show on Power 91.3 FM, Beach TV, Channel 92 on Topstar, and live on Facebook.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Ethiopia to send a delegation to Zambia for knowledge exchange on honey value chain.
Opposition Democratic Union, DU, prioritizes youths, women in next year's polls, giving them 40% to 30% contesting chances, respectively.
In international news, DRC President Tshisekedi publicly appeals to Kagame to halt M23 violence.
And in sports news, Zambia pick up a vital win over Tanzania.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji. Opposition Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD, President Dr. Nevis Mumba says Zambia's lack of active former presidents is disadvantaging the country, alleging that the nation has no experienced leaders to turn to when a major conflicts arise. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People program, Dr. Mumba said although the absence of former presidents is not strongly felt now, it highlights Zambia's failure to find effective ways of involving them in national affairs. Explained that former heads of state have valuable experience and a deep understanding of the country's challenges, knowledge that Zambia has not fully utilized. Dr. Mumba said if given the opportunity to lead again, the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy would work to make former presidents more useful to national development. He added that former leaders should not be treated as unwanted or targeted individuals, but rather be celebrated and included in efforts to build the country.
And within a separate development, with only 308 days remaining before Zambia votes in the general election slated for August 13th, 2026, Opposition Democratic Union, DU, has opened up for Zambians to contest in the 2026 general elections on its ticket, giving the youth 40% chance. According to a press statement released to Power FM News, the party has also prioritized women, pegging them at 30%, while men and persons with disabilities at 20 and 10%, respectively. The party has therefore underscored the need for the youth, women, and persons with disabilities to seize the opportunity and side with the Democratic Union in shaping the future of the country. The party has stressed its commitment to transforming Zambia's future through inclusive development anchored on transparency, respect for rule of law, consensus, equity, and accountability, among other principles of good governance.
The African Development Bank, AFDB Group, has commended Zambia for the economic progress the country has made amid its serious threats because of the Russia-Ukraine war, drought and COVID-19. Speaking when the group paid a courtesy call on President Hichilema yesterday, AFDB Group President Dr. Sidio Ouattara said the country has recorded an impressive economic progress, adding that macroeconomic reforms and reopening of mines, which were closed, triggered investor confidence. Meanwhile, Dr. Tar reiterated the group's commitment to supporting developmental projects in Zambia through the African Development Fund. He further underscored the support for the country using the 2024 to 2029 country strategy for Zambia, and that the bank is keen to expand the partnerships with the government by ensuring that all collaborating partners from the different regions to co-finance the operation of the group in the country.
I would like also to congratulate Your Excellency and the Zambian people for the progress made over the past 4 years. And it is really impressive to see the number of reforms, 92 reforms, which are really very impressive by all means. and also the economic performance. The macroeconomic indicators have really been impressive over the past 4 years, in spite of COVID, in spite of Ukraine, in spite of the droughts. So the country has been doing extremely well. And I'm also very pleased to know that most of the mines which were closed are now reopened, and that shows the confidence from investors worldwide. So congratulations, Mr. President. I would like also to reiterate the support of the African Development Bank to Zambia and our readiness to continue to support all the development activities in the country through the various windows, through the African Development Fund, African Development.
And President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the AFDB group to work in collaboration on reforms that aim to deepen the bank's ability to fundraise and making capital available for African member states, noting that African countries were paying high capital. The head of state has therefore encouraged the group to speed up the reforms for global finance to ensure fair pricing of capital for African governments.
Now, as a member of the three-man team, my Ghanaian colleague, Kenyan colleague, and myself are tasked by the African Union and the continent to drive the reform of the global financial architecture, which you refer to, and I thank you for your reference and your appreciation, to work on, amongst many things, is really to make capital available to Africa in two elements. One, at the right price, because Africa is paying a higher price of capital than others, even in the same sector, outside of Africa. I think this is not something that is should continue. So we want to encourage you and your team, management team, obviously your staff, your specialists there, with the board support, to work with this team. We're working with you. We're working together to accelerate this drive for the reform of the global financial sector for the fair price of capital. Secondly, to drive more capital inflows into our countries, our economies, so that we can drive economic growth, expansion, growth for us, growth, more growth is really what we are saying now. We are saying since we took office 4 years ago, 1.5 months, 4 years, 1.5 months ago, that we seek ye economic growth.
Zambia is ready to help Ethiopia improve its honey production and export business. Ethiopia will soon send a delegation to Zambia to learn how the country has built a successful honey value chain. This cooperation is part of the Zambia-Ethiopia Joint Permanent Commission of Cooperation, JPCC, which aims to strengthen ties between the two nations. Zambia's Charge d'Affaires in Addis Ababa, Tom Michello, stated this during a meeting with Girima Tulu, senior advisor to Ethiopia's State Minister of Agriculture. Mr. Michello said that Zambia is also open to working with Ethiopia in livestock production, which is one of the key areas for Zambia's economic growth. Mr. Tulu thanked Zambia and said Ethiopia is eager to learn from Zambia's successful honey export model. This is according to an issued statement by Hambaya Manaungun, a statement issued by Hambaya, who is the first secretary for press, tourism, and at.
In international news, Mali's transitional leader, General Assim Goïta, has formally dismissed a dozen high-ranking military personnel for their alleged involvement in a failed coup attempt in August, according to a presidential decree made public this Wednesday. The decree dated 7th October named several senior officers dismissed from the armed and security forces as disciplinary measure, among them two Brigadier Generals Abbas Dembele and Nema Sagara, along with multiple lieutenant colonels and captains. The move confirms the severe internal challenges facing the military-led government as it consolidates power.
Still within international news, Democratic Republic of Congo President Felix Tshisekedi directly appealed to the Rwandan President Paul Kagame to end his country's support of the M23 rebel group, issuing a public plea for peace during an international forum in Brussels with his counterpart seated in the audience. Speaking at the European Union's Global Gateway Forum, President Tshisekedi shifted from his prepared remarks to address the ongoing conflict in Eastern DRC.